Hey everyone, this is Adam. This episode is all about setting creative goals for the coming year. It's a really important episode, and as a gift to all our listeners, I put together a 2018 creative workbook that will walk you through a really positive process for seeing what has worked for you creatively in the past, what feels best for you, what your true passions are, and then we'll put you on the road to setting goals that you'll actually achieve rather than just making resolutions that never get done. So you can download that. It's free at www.notesonyournotes.com/2018. The reason I'm telling you is that Josh and I are going to do a very abbreviated version of the workbook on the show today. And if you wanted, you can go and get the workbook now and have it with you as you listen to the show. We hope you get so much out of the workbook, and if you have any thoughts or suggestions, email us at notesonyournotes@gmail.com or leave a message for us at 415-735-6095. Enjoy.
Now arriving downtown Santa Monica Station.
Hey Adam, it's time for Notes on Your Notes.
I'm Adam Lesser.
And I'm Joshua Townsend.
Welcome to a special New Year's Eve edition of Notes on Your Notes.
Wow, it finally happened, the end of 2017.
I'm getting my dream, which is to spend New Year's Eve with Joshua.
Come on, Adam. Come on, now it's the day of New Year's Eve. So what are you doing tonight?
I still don't know.
Are you serious?
I still don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do tonight.
Well, what's your most memorable way to spend New Year's Eve or New Year's Day?
There isn't one. New Year's, okay. I'm not going to say anything that anyone else doesn't know, but New Year's is an overhyped, odd holiday.
Oh, I see. In the sense of...
No, because I was racking my brain. I was like, what was the best New Year's I've ever had? And I'm like, oh, they're all kind of okay. Whereas like Thanksgiving is so my holiday. It's my jam. I had so many amazing Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah, like crazy stuff. Did I ever tell you about the time people just showed up at my parents' house?
No, you haven't. Please do.
What? My mom is a travel agent. She specializes in travel to Southern Africa. My mom's South African. Mm-hmm. Her partner is a sort of a very friendly gay South African man at work.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So Alan is, you know, doing some last minute Thanksgiving Day shopping at Ralph's at the supermarket. Mm-hmm. And he sees sort of four early 20s, very attractive young guys at the supermarket speaking Afrikaans. The Dutch Boer language of South Africa.
Oh, wow.
Alan speaks some Afrikaans.
No way.
He sees these sexy young guys, starts chatting them up at the supermarket.
At Ralph's,
Thanksgiving Day.
Uh-huh.
So he's introducing himself. Oh, where are you from? You know, South Africans are friendly. They all say hi to each other. So there's my parents, you know, Thanksgiving is a big deal in my family. And so they're, every year there's like 25 to 30 people. We're at my parents' house. I would say like halfway through, like between like the stuffing and the pumpkin pie, there's a knock on the door. Okay. So my mother and father go to open the door. And it's the four Afrikaans kids who turns out Alan's invited them for Thanksgiving. So they all show up and they've got like really kind of like early 20s sort of Euro looks, like spiked hair, like rave pants. They've got a good look going.
Okay.
We welcome them in. My parents, my mother's a very friendly woman, sounds like they're South African. So now they're going to join us. So they've kind of eaten, but it doesn't matter. It's a big buffet anyways. But before they're going to have dinner, my mother finds out that they're all in a boy band together. And that's why they're in LA. So what does she do? What does my mother do?
I love it. Ask them to do a little performance.
You got it.
No way.
So in front of like 25 of us. They get up and sing a song. One of them is beatboxing, like the rhythm. And they do like a traditional sort of a cappella song, but with South African rhythms and roots. And it's incredibly awkward, but then like sort of everyone is singing along and then some people are getting into it and people are videotaping it.
Wow.
Okay, so this is happening Thanksgiving. And then it turns, we start talking to them and we're like, well, where do you guys live? Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, we live in Clint Eastwood's guest house. And we're like, what? And they're like, oh yeah, we're on the Invictus soundtrack. That's why we're in LA. Invictus was this movie about the South African rugby team in 1995 that starred Morgan Freeman and Matt Damon that Clint Eastwood made.
Did he direct it?
Yeah, it was all about how Mandela post-apartheid got really behind the rugby team, even though rugby was sort of like sport of like sort of racist, you know, Afrikaans South Africa.
Yeah.
And they were on the soundtrack and they were living in his house. And that was like, whatever, Thanksgiving 2000, whatever. But like Thanksgiving, like that's just, Thanksgiving's huge for us. Oh, anyways, back to pathetic.
No, wait. I need to ask about, was Alan like really chuffed about what he had just done by bringing in these boy band that, you know, gave you guys a free show, you know?
Alan was just really excited that there are these like hot young pieces of South African man meat in our living room.
Okay. All right.
No, I don't know what he was saying.
The synchronicity was quite amazing. Yes. And that they even showed up.
And they showed up.
I love that Alan just invites people to, you know, the places he's going and without asking the host. That's fantastic.
That's kind of a baller move.
And you're like, yeah, come on by. Anytime's good. No, you have to bring anything. It's fine.
Don't bring anything. Maybe you guys sing a song or something.
Sing for your supper.
Where were we? What are you doing for New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve. Okay.
What's your most memorable memory of New Year's Eve?
My most memorable was something I didn't do, which is I didn't go to Pasadena and lie on a street, you know, with a sleeping bag waiting for a parade the next day.
Yeah, the Rose Bowl parade.
Man, why do people? I don't understand. I mean, oh, man.
Did you get invited to do that? Was this an option? I've never been invited.
I know people that have done that, and you know, some people actually do full support with RV vehicles, you know, behind them and all that. But for me, this New Year's Eve, I thought maybe getting tickets to a boy band. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to tell you because if I tell you, you're just going to like, you know, you're going to hold it over my head.
Pile
later.
On. Let's go. Tell me now.
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a really special sound bath tonight that starts at 9 o'clock and ending with a long pranayama set.
Crescendo of gongs all climaxing at midnight.
Exactly.
Just one simultaneous swirl of sound.
Uh-huh. And I'm going to be in the middle of it.
Yeah, you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are.
Mm-hmm. So okay. That's the modus operandi.
We talked a little bit about looking back by talking about how awesome our previous New Year's is. But listeners, today is a special episode because you're going to participate with us. What that means is we're going to walk you through a looking back from 2017 and a looking ahead. You will need a notebook and a pen. You can do this in your head if you want, but it's nice to write it down.
No, it's better to write it down or your little tablet, your little computer.
Your phone. Mm-hmm. If you want to take it to the next level, we put together a beautiful PDF that's on the website, notesonyournotes.com. And you can actually print it out, and all the questions we're going to have for you, you can just print out and do it on that paper right there.
Okay, I'm excited and I'm ready.
Let's rock and roll.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Question one, looking back at 2017, if you look at your creative output in your creative life, what was the biggest challenge for you? Joshua.
Besides working with you.
Yes. Okay. Obviously. That was like,
ho, duh. Ho. Duh. My biggest creative challenge. Oh, okay. Skill sets. Developing skill sets that are beyond my norm in relationship to technical aspects to getting the word out here on Notes on Your Notes.
Okay.
You know, that would be my, does that count as, I mean, it supports my creativity.
That's fine. I'll say that. It's a variation of, because it's related to putting your stuff out there.
Yeah.
A lot of people have a hard time putting their stuff out there because they don't know how.
Yeah.
So it was like, you had to learn how.
I had to learn.
And you probably made a lot of mistakes and that's fine.
And you?
I took about 4.5-5 months off from writing last year.
Mm-hmm.
2017, it was really hard. I felt really guilty. I felt there was something wrong with me.
Hmm.
And I haven't done that in a long time, but I think it was the right thing to do. Listeners, we're going to ask for you to look back and pick three achievements that, you know, things you did that you're happy about in 2017. For the purpose of the show, Josh and I are just going to pick one.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, Joshua?
Biggest achievement
of our podcast, perhaps?
No, I'm going to skip the obvious. My biggest achievement artistically, creatively was working with you.
Oh, Josh has his hand on my leg right now, and I'm just going to roll with it because it's cool.
Yeah, we won't even do the Harvey effect. Okay. Yes.
Oh, we should tell. Trigger warning.
Trigger warnings.
Okay.
Okay, Avu, and you?
The biggest thing, achievement. Well, you already said the podcast, so I can't take that. But I'm going to say I finished a draft of a feature script in March, and it was really hard for me to get to that draft. But I was proud of getting to the end. Sometimes you got to write to the end, even when it's unpleasant.
Yeah, that's true.
Commitment. Mm-hmm. This is a subset of this last question, but it's really important, and I think people don't think about it. What did you do to make this achievement possible? And I want to draw this back to storytelling. Characters in stories are active. They do things to move the story forward. Mm-hmm. When they don't, we get really bored. Mm-hmm. And I had dinner last week with a development executive at a production company that did the Lego movies and Sherlock Holmes and a bunch of other big stuff. And I asked him, he's read thousands of scripts, and I said, and I asked him, like, what do you notice is wrong sometimes when you're reading scripts versus things that are going right? And he said a lot of things, but one of the first things he said to me is he's really concerned when things are passively happening to characters, where they're just having to enter situations, then things are happening. He's like, I really get concerned when there's too much of that going on. I need to see my characters making active choices which move the story in a new direction. So Joshua, what did you do in 2017 to make your big achievement possible?
I took action, and my action steps were getting involved with websites and people and video editors and people of different skill sets and working in alignment with them.
I'm going to throw one more out there. It's just really simple and basic. Yeah, but yeah. We had dinner one night, and you just said to me, bring your audio equipment so we can record.
Oh, yeah.
Which was just like taking initiative.
Yeah.
And we didn't use that recording for a million reasons. Of course. But yeah. It was a step.
Yeah. That's good. And you, sir?
I just kept showing up for that script even when I didn't want to. It was really about daily commitment. And the big thing I would say I did is I took initiative. I sent the script to about 6 or 7 people I trust to read and give me notes on. I sought out support.
Okay.
Which is really important when you have an art form where you're alone a lot. Next question. Think back to 2017. When were you happiest creatively? What is your best creative memory from the last year?
I know this sounds cheesy. There was a day where we recorded one of our podcasts, and before and after it, there were amazing things that all lined up with different dinners and lunches with different people, and then ended with, you know, I hate to say it, a sound bath. But the whole day had this incredible flow of both creativity, social engagement, fun, centeredness. It just felt like it was so Jupiter. Mm-hmm. It was so Jupiter. Jupiter is all about expansion.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, Josh has really long hair. I'm just thinking that hair expanding.
Man, it was so little Saturn, man. It was just flow. It was flow. And you.
This is really funny, but I had a friend's Thanksgiving this year, and one of my oldest friends, you know, like I assume my friends would listen to like one episode, you know, just because they're nice people.
Yeah. Throw them a bone. Yeah we'll send to listen to one.
One of my friends said to me, he's like, no, I'm listening to your show. I was like, really? Oh, good. And then he paused and he said, you know, I don't actually listen to what you and Josh say, but I like to put it on at work. I find it kind of soothing. And I can't put my finger on it, but I was like oddly touched by that. Greg, if you're out there, thank you.
I am laughing on that.
Okay.
That is hysterically. No, I just like, it's just nice to know that you guys exist. And I listen to the sound of your voice sort of washing over when I'm actually working. It's sort of like, you know, when my dad used to, you know, talk on the phone and I'd work. That's funny.
Yeah. I was shocked, actually, by the number of my friends who are actually listening to the show, who are listening to all the episodes.
Right.
Okay.
Without listening.
Without listening. Listening without listening. That's going to be our next. First was notes in your notes. Our next show will be listening without listening.
Yes, there you go.
Okay. Now it gets serious, kids. Transition time, 2018, looking ahead. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is a weird one, but it's important. Normally what happens when people do New Year's resolutions and looking ahead, they just make this list of things they want to accomplish, and it never works. we make decisions from places, from irrational, emotional places. So we're going to start at a totally different point. And I'm going to ask you this very simple question. What do you want to feel in 2018 as a creative human being? What feelings do you want to have?
Wow, that is so good, Adam. Okay, I'm going to go with something really interesting. The first thing I really enjoy is flow, right? Always being in that flow state just feels so good, where everything's just like yummy. And then at the other end of that spectrum, I want to leverage myself to give myself the experience of more adventure, more stepping out into the unknown, wider expanse, Jupiter, growth, never-ending circles of expansion, in areas that I don't know, and at the same time be in that flow state.
So what I'm hearing is like curiosity and adventure and a sense of newness, like new experience.
Mm-hmm. So the feeling words would be, is expansion a feeling?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's an internal sensation you can feel. Like, I mean, you see it in people's body language all the time. Like,
yeah.
Some people are very stooped and you feel like they're contracted over their heart.
Yeah.
Some people you feel like they're actually moving out into the world, you know?
Right.
When people are in expansion phase, typically they're out in the world doing their work and using that, usually connecting with other people. But they're putting their work out there.
Yeah. So expanding and also feeling deeply centered and in my groove,
okay,
while maintaining that expansive state.
Okay. Now, I know I've lost a lot of you because you're just like lost in a haze of Josh's bullshit. That's okay. That's okay. Just sit tight.
I would say it's nomenclature. Perhaps I use nomenclatures that are non-conformist, but I wouldn't say, yeah.
Yeah, but feelings matter. I can't explain to you why, but this is just, look up any of the research on how decisions are all made from emotional places as rational as you think you are.
Okay. And you, Adam, please.
The word that comes up for me is freedom.
Would that be freedom to or freedom from?
The freedom to create and to put the work that I care about out in the world in the way I want to put it out there without concern of whether it's likable or not.
Wow. Okay.
Moving from an uncensored place, acting in that sort of space of creativity. Does that make sense?
Oh, I love it.
That's a feeling.
Yes. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I fully support that. And you know what? I've already made a mental note to have an actionable thing to help support you do that.
Okay. We're not going to do it now, but it is on your worksheet. Typically what's helpful for people is for them to pick three words that are going to define next year. So mine would have been like freedom, creativity, whatever. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. Just close your eyes. Don't push it. Take a deep breath. And just whatever comes, let it flow. Now we're going to look forward. What do you want to be able to say about what you accomplished in 2018 when we're having this conversation next December 31st, Joshua?
Wow. I love that. Wow. That's really manageable. You know, it's 1 year away. You know, what's giving me like a really good feeling right now?
Tell me.
Is knowing that you and I went to multiple cities all over the country and engaged with people and had real connection and made a difference in people's lives in terms of their creative artistic expression and also their process in their general life.
It is exciting to think we connected with someone and made them more creative, help them commit to their work, help them be more of who they are, best.
Yeah, that part, because I don't know what their ultimate outcome should or could be for them, but they do, but to help support them in their process. Oh, I do want to give a caveat that I want to make sure that all those cities are relatively warm. It's nothing personal against like Milwaukee, but you know.
Minneapolis, we'll see you in June.
Yeah, June, July, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be able to sit here in 12 months and say that I took some chances, both in my personal writing, my prose, in this show, had new creative experiences and was committed to them all the way through, from inception to writing them to putting them in the world. Is it too vague?
Oh, it's not vague at all. In fact, I see it so connected to the last thing you just mentioned about freedom.
Yeah.
So to me, thematically, it's you're so on track, because what you're saying is I want to have more freedom. And then how are you going to have more freedom? By what you just said.
By taking risks.
And taking risks is going to give you that freedom thing that you're talking about. They're hand in hand.
Okay. So now we can get to the place where everyone usually starts these terrible New Year's conversations, which is like, what are my resolutions? Let me make that list. I'm going to knock them out. I'm going to get a fit body and I'm going to make $1 million and I'm going to do whatever, write the book I've been meaning to write. I hate starting from that place. It's not like I hate it. I just know it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. People, like, it's an it's like characters in stories. You have to have an internal shift. You have to make that internal decision to do something differently in your life. That has to come from wanting to feel different, from not wanting to be in pain anymore.
Yes. And the event is arbitrary. And the event right now is January 1st, tomorrow, which has nothing to do with reality. It's only the event, it's only what we give to the event that makes it real.
Yes.
Because a Gregorian calendar means nothing to me, just to be clear.
So
we're going to use the event of January 1st, tomorrow, to kickstart what?
Joshua, one tangible brass tacks thing you want to be able to say this time next year that you did. So what's related to the way you want to feel?
Well, one thing that's surfacing a lot right now is going back to our events, our live events in different cities. And I don't want to keep using that. So it's like, well, but I do know that that's part of it.
And so let's make it concrete. What is it? How many events do you want to do next year?
Three
live events.
Three minimum.
A minimum of three live events
outside of LA.
Outside of LA.
Yeah.
So Joshua, what else do you want for 2018?
That's a great question. Okay. I want to work in creative collaboration, either working on our project or with a project or their project, with someone that I don't know today. So for sure, it's no one that I have met yet or that I know about. So there's the unknown factor. And then what that looks like, it could be, you know, guy or gal. But it works, the project would be for either film or video. And it would be utilizing, you know, my skill sets. And you?
So I have three notebooks that I've just been writing personal stories and essays in for the last few years. And I have had it on my list for a long time to write a book, which would be a collection of essays on different topics ranging from money to spirituality to sexuality. And I would like to actually write that book next year. So that's really my tangible goal for 2018.
Oh, so a collection of essays that you would put in one book form.
Yes.
And would you be happy with self-published or just having like a coffee table book of it? Would that be sufficient? Or
I think realistically the way this works is it would probably start with me submitting those essays and try to get them published previously and then see if I could get them together to do a collection. So
I'd like to make a note here that you and I are relatively sophisticated at this, and even our sophistication needs to have someone else involved to help sculpt, define, redefine what it is so it's tangible. And so I encourage everyone to, you know, buddy with someone.
Yes. Or have a group. There are often New Year's accountability groups that get kicked up right around this time of year. Mm-hmm. They're great. I've facilitated them before in LA with some wonderful people, but yeah, it helps. It really helps to have regular meetings and you don't feel so alone. You wanted to talk briefly at the end about big picture versus tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Really important when we're doing this kind of work is to hold that vision of whatever it is and make sure it's really compelling. It really like feeds your fire. It makes you go, yeah, not just on the first day that you think about it, but, you know, on day 30 and day 60. So it's this is not a sprint. This is a marathon. So holding that, that's going to feed your fire. And at the same time, tomorrow, make it actionable. Make it one thing that's going to move you towards that ultimate thing. And being okay with it taking longer than you think, because it most likely will. And make sure those actionable steps are building one on top of another.
But yeah, some people are really good at like doing the day-to-day, just doing it day-to-day. And some people are really good at setting a future vision for themselves.
Yes.
Doing both is not always easy for some people, or appropriate. Some people work differently. They just like getting in there and just seeing where things go every day, and they're happy with that. But it's work. It's developing a skill.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing you just mentioned, Adam, and that's so true. I know people in my life who are amazing visionaries, but they can't do jack when it comes to doing the pragmatic day-to-day stuff. And there's other people that are amazing at doing pragmatic day-to-day stuff, but they have no vision. Yeah. So if you're one of those people that have amazing visions and you're not so good at pragmatic, farm it out to the best of your ability. And if you're like one of those people that can do, you know, that can do the stuff in the trenches and do the heavy lifting, then talk with someone and get them to pull out what your personal vision is. You know, pay someone to help you really work it and massage it. So know your skill set, know what you're good at, know how you show up in life, and then find someone to help you do the other side.
Happy New Year to everyone. Wishing you happiness, health, good creativity in the year ahead. We have so much amazing content coming in 2018. If you have ideas that you want to share with us or questions for the show that you want us to address, notesonyournotes@gmail.com is our address. We have a voicemail phone number now. You can leave a message for us, 415-735-6095. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and on YouTube. And we would love for you to rate us on the iTunes store. That would be a wonderful New Year's gift to us, as well as share us on social media. People have said some wonderful things about us on social media. It's so helpful to get the word out as we grow. Thanks so much to Kevin MacLeod for the music you hear on the show. The sound design and editing is done by yours truly, and we'll see you next week. If you want to hear Josh's a cappella version of, what is it, Auld Lang Syne?
Auld Lang Syne.
Or whatever it is. You will have to go to the sound bath tonight. Josh will be there ready for you.
That was my little personal sound bath to everyone who listens.
I'm going to stop him. We love you all. We're hoping not to lose too many subscribers this week. So talk to you next week. Bye.